Hey, what's up, Shysters? What an amazing pilot episode that was. So much to talk about, so many questions left unanswered. I'm your host, Fred Lay. Welcome to Talking Shy. Please welcome my guests, Joe Cabello and George Williams.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, guys, what's up, Shysters? Thanks for having us, Fred.
Wow. What a mind-blowing episode. What a great introduction to the three guys.
Yes. Immediately shy off the bat, and I loved every second of it.
I couldn't get enough. I mean, I'm upset that the episode was as short as it was. I can't wait for the next one to come out.
Yeah, please give me a 6-minute time code on the next one, because I want double the shyness.
You know, yeah, this episode set off a really almost record high level of shy on this. Too bad there's no way of monitoring that, but I'm pretty sure that it's maybe the shyest 4 minutes that you'll ever spend.
You put the shy meter right there, it's going to break.
Now, everybody is thinking, you know, even throughout the first promos, we're all trying to determine, you know, the glaring question, who's the most shy?
Mm-hmm.
And who is the most shy?
I've been tossing around this question with my dad. We're just keep arguing about it. And you know what? I still don't have an answer. I'm sorry, I don't have an answer.
Oh, come on, the answer's obvious.
It's easy, it's Dave. It's the guy with the vest. I mean, the guys are letting their guard down a little bit with the ties, but he's still shielding himself with that thing.
You know, I see that because from a costume designer's standpoint, you could see that he's obviously hiding behind a third layer.
Yeah.
But you know what? Nobody talks about this. The shyest guy will eventually be the most brave at the beginning. That's an ancient thing.
Yes, I'm excited to see the arc. What's going to happen episode 2, episode 3, episode 4? Do they get more shy or do they get some confidence?
No, it's a roller coaster of shyness.
You know who we need to talk about is the Obi-Wan of the shy ones, Mr. Torque.
Obi-Wan of the shy ones.
Yes, I'm hashtagging that now. Hashtag Obi-Wan of the shy ones.
Here's the big question. Does he eventually become one of the shy guys?
You know what? He's not even that shy, though.
I know, but maybe we got a reverse arc thing going here.
Do you think that he might eventually become more shy?
Maybe he becomes more shy as the shy ones become more brave.
Ooh, that's a bold spoiler right there.
You know,
there.
Don't spoil anything, guys.
You bring up a really good guess.
It's a guess. Dangerous guess.
You bring up a really good point, because at no point in this pilot do we ever see Mr. Torque interacting with the girls. They never cross paths.
I would argue he actively avoids them.
He's an anti-girl.
The ultimate shy. I think we've answered the question.
Yes. We thought it was one,
The most shy guy so far in the running is Mr. Torque.
Wow, what a come from behind. Never saw it coming.
You know what else we didn't see coming? That amazing song.
Oh my God, I love the song. And the fact that it just perfectly encapsulates the episode.
But here's the thing. I love that song. I love that song so much.
Oh, sure.
Not even the best song on their album.
Yeah, not my favorite song on the album.
Did you guys actually buy all their albums on iTunes?
Look on my iTunes right now. You will see the last played is the Shy Ones.
Recently played? Recently played playlist? All Shy Ones.
You guys did it, and you know what? So can you. Go ahead onto iTunes.com and then look up the Shy Ones. We don't know the exact address to find them, but it's so easy. If these two jamokes did it, so can you.
Yeah, click the link. I believe there's the link right there on their vid. They make it very easy.
What's the best song in that album?
I kind of don't want to give it away for anybody, because I think once you see the episode, which we haven't seen the episode, we just have heard the song, it's going to be an amazing episode. I will put money on that, and I haven't even seen it.
Wait, you don't even have any money. All right, so we covered half of the cast so far. We haven't even really dug deep into the most intriguing characters of that entire series, the girls.
Yes.
What's going to happen there?
Are we going to see them again?
I sure hope so, because they were a charming trio. I mean, they were a good counterbalance to the shy ones. They were outgoing. They go knock on their neighbor's door. They're asking for a screwdriver. Here's a big question, though. Are the shy ones ever going to get that screwdriver back?
We haven't seen it happen yet.
But if it if the episode taught me anything, it's to always have one handy.
Oh, he's got a screwdriver! Oh, where did my you God. But look at this. Get this, guys. One screwdriver, both Phillips and flathead. That's pretty nifty.
You can totally use it on any kind of wood.
We should send that to the shy ones. They could probably use it.
We should. I'd like to get those girls a screw.
What?
It's a joke. I want to give those girls a screw. It's a joke.
Why did you... But we talked about this before the show. It's the shy ones. Yeah, it's fun. And it's clean. Good, clean fun.
We can edit this so you don't say that.
I want to fuck those girls.
You know, we were... It wasn't...
I want to fuck those girls. Always get,
why do you got to take it there?
You can say something else. You can say something nice like, they did a great job on the episode.
Okay.
Do you want to do it again?
No.
I only got so many fucking takes in me.
And then now we're all swearing. We're all swearing on behalf of the shy ones. Come on, man. We promise that we're going to keep it clean. We're doing it in homage to our friends.
I've never met him.
You laughed so hard the screening.
Stop.
Stop with what?
Just stop.
I'm just trying. I just wanted to do something nice for this family. Okay? I just thought it would be easy to just set up one light and a little DSLR in the corner and talk about this show that I love. Okay? It was supposed to be easy. Look at your mother when she's talking to you.